I pray that you bless this word tonight. Lord, we're here for one reason, and Lord, that's to worship you and to lift your name up, God. And we pray that your name gets blessed, that you get blessed, Lord, as we learn of the word of God tonight and get revelation. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The difference between faith and hope, oh, y'all may be seated if you'd like to. The difference between the difference between faith and hope is that faith is now. Everybody say now. Faith is now. And hope is always in the future. And that's very important to understand. Hope has its place just as faith does, but they cannot substitute each other. And this is the message tonight. It takes a now faith. Everybody say a now faith. To get positive results, we will either receive things from God on the basis of hope or faith. On the basis of hope or faith. And faith is now. Like I said, hope is always future tense. And faith says this, I'll receive the answer now. This is what faith is now, believing it now. I have it now. And there's a difference between believing and hoping. All right? Believing is now, and it's faith. Faith believes it's already done. How many remembers those three words Jesus said? It is what? Finished. Faith operates on those three words. It is finished, past tense. It's already done. Faith believes it's already done because Jesus said it is finished. And hope is always looking to the future, and we need hope, and we've got that hope that God has given us. But we need to know the difference between that. This is what hope says, okay? Hope says this. I'll receive my healing someday. That's what hope, that's what some people do when they hope. They wish. They think it's wishing. Faith says, I receive my healing now. There's a difference. Now it's true, we will receive our healing one day when the resurrection happens. That is true. That's our hope. But a lot of people only operate on the basis of hope and not on the basis of faith. Does that make any sense tonight? And so that's the reason why the Bible says now faith. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things. It's got substance of things we hope for. And so there is a difference between believing and hoping. And we've all heard people say this before, haven't we? Well, I hope so. Fingers crossed, I really hope so. And that's not the way God wants us to operate. God wants us to operate in true, total confidence. When Debbie was up here praying the other night, you know, she had, and I don't guess you mind me saying, she had like a nosebleed, and Nick suggested we read Ezekiel 16:6. I believe that's the scripture reference. Read it three times. He said, read it three times. So we read it three times, and the bleeding stopped. And he said, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. And that's the key. You have to believe. And see, a lot of people, they come into this thing, well, I'm going to try it out and see if it'll work. Well, it don't work like that because people will try God instead of trusting God. There's a difference. You can't try God. You know, people say that people will, well, I'll try him out for a little while and see what happens. Well, that's not trust. That's not trust at all. And so there is a difference between try and trust. And God wants us to have faith. Let me ask you a few questions here. When do you, if someone needs healing in their body or whatever it is, when do you want healing? Now. When, amen. When do you want salvation? Now. When do you want the baptism in the Holy Spirit? Now. See, if we try to get salvation on the basis of hope, we'll never get salvation because you got to be saved on this side, right? Before we get to heaven. Does that make any sense? And so we've got to know the difference between hope and faith. Salvation based on hope never comes to fruition. And we will be lost if we just operate on the basis of hope alone. This is why we have to operate on faith. What is Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 9? We read this last week. It says, for by grace are you saved through what? Faith, not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we are saved through faith. Now, does it say we are saved through hope? Does it say that, does it? It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. So according to that verse, we don't have to hope he will save us. He said he would save us. Does that make any sense tonight? I don't have to go around always guessing, well, I hope the Lord's pleased with me. Well, I hope I'm saved. Well, I hope, listen, if God said he would save you and you've confessed the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believed in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved. God said, and I don't know what it is. It's the devil. It's the enemy playing with us and our flesh. And I'm telling you, we'll talk ourselves out of it. And it's so simple. And all we have to do, God said he would in his word. He cannot go back on his word, amen? He said he would save us. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart, God said he would save us. Now, I don't have to go around every day, well, I hope he saved me. I hope he saved me. Listen, that is not the way God wants you to live your life. God does not want Christians to live their life every day, well, I hope I'm okay. I hope I'm okay. And I'm telling you, they live with more fear than they do faith. And fear can't please God, only faith please God. There's only one thing that pleases God, and that's faith. Amen, church. And I've seen it. I've been there myself. I've been through that before where I would walk around every day, thought I was barely going to make it, you know. And that's not the way God wants us to live. God wants us to live with total confidence, not with doubt, but total confidence. And this is the reason why a lot of us, we can doubt our salvation, doubt whether or not we're in right standing with God, is because it could be teaching, right? It could be certain teachings. It could be certain things that we were maybe raised up with. It could be from where we mess up and make a mistake and we think, oh man, I messed up here. And it's going to take me a long time to get back to where I need to be with God. How many's ever been there before where you thought, man, it's going to take me years before I can get back where I need to be with God? But listen, as he is, everybody say this with me, as he is, so are we in this world. See, I cannot please God on my own effort. I have to have Jesus's help. And the Bible says that as Jesus is, so am I in this world. Well, that's right now. And so, is Jesus pleasing to God? Well, of course he is. As he is, so am I in this world. So what does that tell me? Yes, I am pleasing to God by faith. Now, I can doubt that scripture and say, that can't be true. I can't be as pure as Jesus is. See, I'm telling you, a lot of people, they think about that, and they think, man, it's hard to wrap my brain around that verse. As he is, so am I in this world. But by faith, everybody say, by faith. See, faith grows out of the word of God. I put my faith in that scripture verse, as he is, so am I in this world. And I can approach the throne room of grace by the blood of Jesus, even when I messed up, even when I made a mistake. And God will fix me and change me. And he says, son, don't do the mistake again. And he will change you, repair you, reconcile you. And listen, people, they beat themselves up. And I know y'all have heard this message before and I've preached it before. But people will condemn themselves so much that they can't grow in God. And they beat themselves up so much that they can't grow and can't go forward. But the Bible says that if we'll take him by faith, everybody say, faith is now. If we will just put our faith in him and walk by faith, listen, we won't be defeated. I believe that as we are in him, we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Listen, the devil can't do nothing about that. The only thing he can do is lie to us and we believe the lie. And then we start walking around like this. I hope I can make it one day. How many's ever made that statement? I hope we've all made it, haven't we? Haven't we all made that? But listen, God said you don't have to live with that kind of doubt. You don't have to live. You can live by faith because I said I'd save you if you'd just call on me. Pastor, I didn't feel nothing when I called on you. Are you living by feeling or are you living by faith? Amen, church. Now listen, I'm not saying we can't feel God. We need to feel God. But guys, we don't approach God based on feeling. We approach God based on faith. And you ever, and I feel like I need to go this way. I wasn't going to go this way. But have you ever been in church services and people, let me tell you this experience. I had someone look at me one day and the church was quiet. You know, it was real quiet. And he looked over at me and he said, man, this church is dead. And I was like, he's talking about this. And I looked over, and I was still, you know, pastoring here, and I was like, I said, man, don't judge. I said, just because it's kind of quiet doesn't mean people ain't on fire for God. And he began to base that on his feeling, and he began to base it, y'all stay with me, on what he saw. You can't base how alive a church is on outward action. You with me? Because a lot of times I would judge it based on that. If nobody ain't running the aisles, and if I'm not against that, you run the aisle if God moves on you, okay? You jump, shout, speak in tongues, all right? You do that if God moves on you. But listen, we can't judge whether or not a church is in the will of God by how they act. Are you with me? And a lot of times we will make a judgment and we can be wrong. And I told him, I said, dude, I didn't say dude. But in my mind I said, dude. I said, dude, I said, man, don't judge. I said, just because there's people not raising their hands or nothing doesn't mean they're not on fire for God. They love God. Now, there's some people, we all have different expressions of worship, right? And I found this out too. You can't force people to shout, and you can't force people to run. You can't force people. And I've seen people try to do that. So I felt like teaching that this morning, or this, I'm used to preaching on Sunday. Tonight, I felt like telling you that tonight, because a lot of times we can make judgment based on outward actions. And listen, God does not look at outward actions. He looks at the what? Heart. God looks at the heart. And so we live by faith. Everybody say, we live by faith. We can't live by what we see. We cannot live by what people are doing. We have to live by faith. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is it by hope or by faith we are saved? By faith we are saved. How do we get faith? Somebody turn to Romans 10:17 and read it. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. How do we get faith? We know that faith is now, right? And we know that there's a difference between hope and faith, right? So from now on, we're not going to be going around saying, well, I hope this happens and I hope that happens. Listen, no, you say it will happen in Jesus' name. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We live by faith and not by sight. Does that make sense tonight? We speak it and we believe it, and we don't live by what we see, but by faith. Are you there? You Danielle or somebody want to read it? Okay, praise the Lord.
So then faith comes by hearing.
Okay. So faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
So we get faith out of the word of God. It's simple. That's what the Bible says. If we're not in the word of God, and if we're not hearing the word preached, this is why preaching is so important. This is why teaching is so important. It's so people can have their faith built. And the reason why there may be a lack of faith is because they're not hearing the word preached. Does that make sense tonight? So faith grows out of the word of God. So that's how we get faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith says the same thing God says. And there's things that God says in here that I don't see happening in my life. But if I live by faith, I will see it happen in my life. Right? Faith says the same thing God says. And faith will keep on believing even though it don't happen immediately. Have you ever heard people say, well, I don't know what God forgot all about me. He didn't heal me. God forgot all about me. He still hadn't saved my daughter, son, you know. God forgot all about me. He still didn't do it. Listen, you keep believing. Faith keeps believing. Listen, faith will keep believing when everybody else stops believing. You just keep on believing. You keep on speaking it. And they look at you like, have you lost your mind? Well, yeah, I've got the mind of Christ. Amen? And so you just keep on speaking faith, and they're like, that can't happen. That can't happen. It's impossible. Well, faith is the evidence, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They don't see it, but you see it in the Spirit. And you keep speaking it, and you keep believing it. And I'm telling you, you keep believing, you keep speaking, it'll manifest. It will manifest. God will bless you. This is what the Word of God says. Now, you might hope for finances to meet a certain obligation, but faith gives you the assurance that you will have the money when you need it. How many's ever been there where you was right on the edge and you was like, Lord, I need some help right now, right? Now, here's what we do. Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I hope the Lord will move for me this time. That's not faith. That is not faith. And when you start freaking out, that's not faith. Are you with me tonight?
That's right.
And so we have to, everybody say, be calm.
Be calm.
God's going to move. He will. No, he has moved. See, I just corrected myself. That was hope. Do you see the habit? And so we're always thinking in the future, but faith says it's already done. It's already done. I believe it. That's what I'm living by. It is finished. When Jesus said it is finished, everything that he gave me is mine now. I just have to agree with him. And I need to stop saying, well, it's going to happen one day. It's going to happen one day. Well, you're right in heaven. Are you with me? But faith lives in the now, and faith says if you'll just believe that Jesus already gave it to you, you'll have a little bit of heaven on earth. Does that make sense tonight? Everybody say heaven on earth. Now, we may hope for physical strength to do a job, but faith agrees with Psalm 27:1, the Lord is the strength of my life. He gives me strength. We receive from God. I'm going to make this statement. We receive from God based on faith alone, not by hope. Now, does that make hope bad? No. That's why we're here tonight, because we have a hope. We have the hope of the rapture of the church. We have the hope of the resurrection. But we receive from God based on faith. Because if we keep saying, we're going to, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Listen, that's not faith, guys. Now, I've been guilty of talking like that before. I've been guilty. I would put it in the future. Well, it'll happen in a couple of years, 3 years, 4. Listen, God already met the need. You just got to believe and speak it and stand on the word, because God already did it. Amen. God already did it. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, and I'll turn over there, and you can write it down if you want to, or turn over there if you'd like to. Mark 11, 24. And I read this verse last week. Now, Jesus said this, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Okay, now did he say hope that you receive them? He didn't say that, did he? He said believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, if we wait until the symptoms agree with our faith, you with me? You cannot depend, and we look at the symptoms and we think, well, it hasn't happened yet. Well, symptoms, you can't live by the symptom. You got to live by faith. You can't live by, well, if you wait till your feelings agree with what God says, man, you're in trouble. You cannot live by feeling. You got to live by faith. You know, there's times when I was in worship service and I didn't feel like raising my hands and stuff, but I'd go ahead and raise my hands and I'd just get into it. And you know, God would move when I would make that step of faith. And a lot of times in the church, I would see this happen, that they would say, well, God didn't move tonight. Well, I wonder why. Are you with me? The reason why God didn't move is because somebody, right? The reason why you didn't get a blessing. I hear people say, well, I went to the service and I didn't get blessed. Well, did you put anything into the service? Let me ask you that. Did you put anything into the service? And, no, I was trying to look for faults. I was trying to look for some flaws in the service. Listen, if you come to church and you put everything into it that you have, listen, you'll get blessed. That's right. Because that's faith. You're coming to church expecting. And people, if they come to church and leave and they say, I didn't get nothing, well, the reason why you probably didn't get anything is because you didn't put anything into it. Amen, church? Amen. And so we got to live by faith. Now, it doesn't say, now, back to verse 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, he said, believe that you receive them. Okay? You've already received it. He didn't say hope. He said believe. There is a difference. It's not through hoping or wanting, but through believing. Now, some people are always believing God is going to do something for them, but faith believes he has done and is doing already. I said that already, right? And so I could say this all the time. Now listen closely. The Lord's going to do something for this church. He's going to do something. He's going to. Well, that's true. You with me? It's always in the future. You're putting it in the future. But faith says now. Everybody say now. And so the reason why I'm saying now a lot is because I want you to get this in your spirit and I want you to get this into your heart, that whatever you pray for, even when you don't see it manifest, whatever it is, healing, financial blessing, salvation, even if you don't see it manifest, you believe it's already done in Jesus' name. Your son is already saved in Jesus' name, right? You've got the resources you need to pay for whatever it is, that a certain obligation. God will provide it if you'll just believe it by faith. And say, Lord, I know you've already provided for it. I'm not going to worry about it. you will take care of it. You're in control. You've already met the need in Jesus' name. That's faith. Now, hope. Now, if we live on the basis of hope, we'll say, well, I really hope he'll move for me, because if he don't move for me this time, I don't know what I'm going to do. Really? You just listen to what you just said. That's not faith, is it? How many's ever heard this? All we can do now is hope and pray. How many's ever heard that before? We've said that. We don't need to be like that. We need to say, God did it. God done it. We live by faith. Amen. Even if they think you're crazy, no, God did it. It's what the Word of God said. God said it. I believe it. I trust God enough. Are we willing? See, some of us are afraid to put our reputation on the line, right? And say, well, this is what God's Word says. I believe it. And even if you're made a laughing stock, you still want to stand on the Word of God. You're still going to stand. God's Word said it. He will not lie. He cannot lie. It's against His nature to lie. I'm living on the basis of faith that God is moving right now in my life. Right? Let's get real tonight. Now, I know we have just a few people here tonight on Wednesday night. And I know there's nobody over here. Right? But are we living by sight or are we living by faith? Right? We're living by faith. Now, used to, I would look and say, man, this is getting really discouraging. But now I'm learning. Everybody say, I'm learning. I'm learning that if you live by faith and say, this church ain't empty, this church is full in the name of Jesus. God has already sent the people. He's already prepared the people. We're just going to go get them in Jesus' name. Did you catch that? God's blessing us already. Amen. So we got to speak on the basis of it is finished. God did it. We're just going to accept it in Jesus' name. Does that make sense tonight? See, we don't live by sight. We live by faith. We don't live by what we see. We live by faith. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And I'm going to turn over there. You can turn over there if you'd like to. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And this is what Peter said here in this scripture, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, praise God, we're dead to sins, that's plural, we're dead to sins, we might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, it says, notice in Isaiah it says you are healed, but in Peter it says you were healed. Now, do we live in the book of Isaiah or do we live in this book in the new covenant? We don't live in the old covenant, do we? Live in the new covenant based on better promises, right? Amen? Better promises, a better covenant. It says, you were healed. Now that's past tense, isn't it? I believe that every one of us, we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen? We are healed. We are blessed. We are the head and not the tail. It don't look like it, Pastor. Don't talk like that. Amen, church. We are healed. We are blessed. We're blessed. And we cannot be depressed. Amen? Hallelujah. We cannot live by what we see. Things will happen. Problems will happen. Unforeseen circumstances will happen. But we have to live by faith and say, God has blessed me and is blessing me right now, and I'm not living by what I see, right? Amen. There were times that I didn't speak by faith when it came to having a mate, when it came to finding someone. I didn't speak by faith. I would speak negative, and I would speak things, and I would speak positive, and I would say, well, I'm making it, brother. You with me? And I was speaking not by faith. I was thinking, Lord forgot me. So I guess the Lord's called me to be single. And the Lord's called me. Man, I had all kinds of stuff running through my head, you know. And then the Lord blessed me. Right? Let me tell you, I shared this with you before. I preached it a while back. I used it as an illustration. My aunt came to the house one day and she gave me a wedding gift. And I wasn't, you know, dating, didn't know anybody. Gave me a wedding gift. She said, here, take this gift and this is for your wedding. This is for your marriage. And I was like, I'm not dating. You know, I have no girlfriend, nothing. And she said, take it anyways, and let this be a point of contact. Let this be a point of faith for you. You take it, you receive it, and just put it in the storage back there, and you watch what happens. Well, you know what? Like a few months later, I've met Danielle. And it was because my aunt was telling me, you need to live as if it's happened already. You need to go ahead and prepare for it. Right? Amen, church. Prepare for it. You know what's going to happen because God said, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you what? The desires of your heart. Prepare for it, right? If there's a person that has a big vision, they're building this building, look at Noah. It talks about Noah in Hebrews chapter 11, doesn't it? Noah built an ark. They made, probably through mockery, criticism, built the ark. And Noah was moved by God, and he was moved with godly fear, and they never seen rain before, but he knew it was coming because of what God said. You know what Noah did? He prepared for it because he knew what God said it was going to happen. Amen? Now, whatever the Word says, when you live by the Word, and you know, listen, you know what's going to happen, you're going to prepare. You're going to build an ark, so to speak. You're going to prepare for that blessing. You know it. You know the blessing's coming. And that's why you have joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's why you're happy. That's why you can rejoice. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. Why? How could Paul say rejoice in the Lord always? And again, I say rejoice in a prison cell. The reason why he could say that is because he lived by faith. He's the one that actually wrote, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He's the one that wrote that. And he had joy and faith building up inside of him. Didn't have no electricity. In a dungeon, in a jail cell, and he's writing this out, man. I believe we could rejoice too, couldn't we? But we don't rejoice until we get happy. We wait for happiness to come to us. But that's not faith, is it? Faith says, I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna make myself laugh today. You with me? Amen. You say, well, Pastor, we don't need to be fake or anything. That's not being fake. That's living by faith. Laugh. Rejoice. Get out of your comfort zone. And God, listen, when you do that, God will bless you. I'm sure he don't mind me telling this. Me and Justin, April, we're starting a van ministry over there at the apartments. And we went knocking on the door, and I'm sure he don't mind me saying this, but we was knocking on doors and talking to people, and I did the first door, all right? Well, after the first door, he started going to the other doors, and he began to witness. He began to talk. And man, it's like he'd done it for 8,000 years, like he did it all his life. And man, he was just praying for these people and just talking to them and just cutting up with them and everything. And you know what he said? He said, I was nervous at first, but he said when I went ahead and started talking, he said there was just a flow there, and the Lord started blessing me. Do you know why people never witness? It's because they don't ever get started. But once you get started, God will lead you, and those words will be flowing out of you. And that's what happened with him. That's what happened with me. When I first started preaching, I thought, man, I'm nervous. I don't think I can do this. But I made myself do it because I knew God was calling me. He knew God was calling him. And you got to make yourself do it by faith and say, I got to make myself do this. I don't feel like doing it. My flesh is telling me not to do it. But I'm going to make myself do this by faith, step out in faith. And when you do that, you'll be surprised. You'll be like, man, what's going on here? God's giving me revelation. God's giving me wisdom. It's because you're using what he gave you. And when you use what he gave you, he'll start blessing you with more wisdom, more revelation, more knowledge. And all of a sudden, you'll find yourself obeying God all the time because you took that first step. Amen, church. And the reason why people never, evangelize, witness, do these things is because they never get started in the first place. But once you get started, man, you'll be addicted to it. You'll be like, man, look at these people blessed. Look at these people. But it's because you took the first step of faith. I always believe this. If you take the first step of faith, even though you're so nervous that the palms of your hands are sweating, You take the first step of faith, listen, God will lead you and bless you, and you'll be surprised at how many people will be touched by your testimony, by your story, by your prayers, because you took the first step of faith. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say, faith is now. Faith also doesn't beg God. Now, I don't have to beg God to save me, because he said he would. God said he would save me if I called on his name. Are you with me? I don't have to, listen, I don't have to say, oh, please, God, oh, Lord, save. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I believe the Lord moves on people and the Spirit's on them, okay? You with me? But after you're saved, you don't have to keep begging God to keep saving you. You with me? When you're saved, you're saved. Then you can walk and go forward. You're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now walk in the Spirit. We don't need to go back all over again and start all over again. Listen, quit begging God for what he already did. Does that make sense? Everybody say, it is finished.
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 And so I don't have to beg God for salvation because he already said he had saved me. I don't have to beg God. I say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you already did it. I take you at your word, regardless of how I feel, regardless of the emotion I feel. I take you at your word by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, church.
Amen.
By his stripes we were healed. Past tense. As long as we are struggling to receive, hoping to see the answer sometime, it won't work. Faith can only change the impossible to possible. I want to leave you with a sentence here that's always helped me. Hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. Hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. Hope is always waiting, but faith is always working. That's a good statement, isn't it? You think I should put that on Facebook? Hope is always waiting. Faith is always working. Faith is now, hope is future. You know what our hope is? And I don't want you to think tonight that I'm downplaying hope, because I'm not. Hope is about heaven. Hope is our future. Hope is the resurrection. Hope is the reunion when we are reunited with our loved ones. That's our hope. That's something we can stand on. But if we're going to see things happen now, we have to live by faith and believe that God is working for us now. Romans 4:17, I want to share this with you. Have y'all ever heard that verse where it says we call those things that be not as though they were, right? Romans 4:17. Let me read it. And I'm almost done tonight. Romans 4:17. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Wow. He calls those things. Now, Abraham did that. Does that make sense? He didn't live by what he saw. He called those things which did not exist as though they did. And what happened? God gave him life. God gave him eternal life. Listen, you speak the word of God. You speak faith. I don't care what's happening. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I may not know what you're going through, but if you'll speak life, and if you'll speak the word of God, listen, your life will line up with the word of God if you keep believing. You got to keep believing. Now, I may be preaching to the choir tonight about this, but I believe that we need to know the difference between that, between what faith and hope is. Listen, I can hope all day long, but if I don't live by faith and believe that God has already did it and is doing it in my life, then it won't work for me and it won't work for you. And we believe right now, and I'm going to speak life right now. We believe that our loved ones are saved in Jesus' name. We believe that this church, listen, I know it's not about numbers, but we want to see people saved. We want to see people discipled. We want to see people baptized. We want to see people changed. We want to see people transformed through the Wide Open Ministries. We want to see people saved, baptized, and discipled through GWM. We want to see that happen here. We want to be there for people. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. But we have got to live by faith, because faith without works is dead. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Are you hoping for people to be saved? Are you hoping for people to be baptized? Are we hoping for that? Right? Faith is this, and we live by faith, and we believe that God's going to meet the need. Amen? He will meet the need. And so let's call those things that be not as though they were. Amen? And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and these three abide, love, faith, hope. Let's live with unconditional love. Let's live with a hope that God has it laid up for us in the future. And let's live with faith right now. I'm not living by what I see. I'm living by faith constantly. And if you'll do that, you won't fail. You won't fail. You'll keep going. You'll keep going. You'll keep believing. You'll go through trials. You'll go through some problems. But if you live by faith constantly, I'm telling you, God will bless you. All right? Job lived by faith. He had a lot of reasons, didn't he? He had a lot of reasons, but he kept living by faith and he kept believing. We keep believing. We keep living by faith. And I ain't going to give up. And you ain't going to give up either. Right? We're not going to let each other give up. And if we hear, listen, if we hear someone talking about giving up or whatever, listen, we're going to step right on in. We're going to lift each other up. And we're going to say, you're not giving up. We're going to be in this thing together. We're going to live by faith together. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you drift away. We're going to live by faith together. Right? Amen. I love every one of you here tonight, and I thank God that you're here. And I know there's just a few here tonight. I know there is just a few, but we don't live by numbers and we don't live by sight. We live by faith. And I appreciate every one of you for volunteering, for doing what God's called you to do. And I see God just doing things in your life. Praise the Lord for Doug, for Debbie, for all of us, for Angie, for Tim. And I believe that God is raising us up to another level this year. Don't you believe that? That God is raising us up and he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in our lives. And I believe that if we just keep on believing, we will. See, I just said if we do. We will keep believing. We are believing. Amen? Do you see that? It's just in our speech. We made it a habit, haven't we? We're believing. We're living by faith. It's happening. Amen. How many's ever had this statement? Revival's coming. It's going to come. You are the move of God. And we keep thinking, well, God's going to... No, you're the move of God. You step out in faith and watch God move. Amen. Praise the Lord. You receive it tonight. I could keep on preaching. You receive it tonight. Yes. Praise the Lord. If you have any needs tonight, Tim, you can play something. If you have any... thing to play, you can, or if not, that's okay. But if you have any needs tonight or a testimony or anything, what I'd like for us to do is pray, and then if anybody has anything they'd like to share with the church or whatever, you're more than welcome to do so. And let's just come up to the front. Let's pray together. Praise the Lord. And I just want us to join hands, and then we can share a testimony. Whatever God has for us. Praise the Lord.